happy holiday.
A special wish from a group of special people. The personnel of the Jerry Pippin Show. Everyone on the staff would like to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy holiday.
We have an email here from Don Smith, of course, a famous UFO investigator for Roswell. He and Tom Carey have uncovered at least 600 witnesses. He's in Roswell, as a matter of fact, just going back home to Wisconsin. And he says he wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. He wish he could have called in, but he's in the airport waiting to get on an airplane. Merry Christmas from Don Smith and everybody at the Jerry Pippin Show.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We all start thinking about, I think, at Christmas, the things that are really important. And that, of course, is the person, our relationships with our family, with our friends, and our business partners. A little different approach for a different Christmas season, for sure. Ah, is it the season to be joyful? It might be if you're surrounded by loved ones, but many of us, unfortunately, will be spending Christmas without that special person. Well, here's one of the songs.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have you. My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing silent night. Oh, Christmas carols by candlelight. Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, then New.
Thank you.
be no more sorrow, no, no grief or pain. 'Cause I'll be happy, baby, happy once again. You know I'll be happy once again.
Remember the song by Roy Orbison?
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty ribbons of blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons.
We've been pretty serious. Maybe we need to change the pace a little bit on the Christmas show here, huh? I don't do a very good little boy or little girl, but I do Santa Claus. Not very good either. Ho, ho, ho. Okay, here we go. Little girl calls Santa Claus on one of those phones, you know, where you can speak to Santa. And she says, Santa, would you bring me a little baby sister for Christmas? And Santa, on the other end, of course, says, here goes, remember the question, would you bring me a baby sister for Christmas? And Santa replies, oh, sure, little girl, can you send me your mother? We'll be back with another half hour.
Happy holiday!
A special wish from a group of special people. The personnel of the Jerry Pippin Show. Everyone on the staff would like to say, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
When the days of December are numbered and the earth makes its snowflakes fall, that's the time of year that Christmas is here with peace and goodwill for all.
How I love that Christmas. Christmas feeling. How I treasure its friendly glow. See the way a stranger greets you, just as though you'd met him Christmases ago. Christmas helps you to remember to do what other folks hold dear. What a blessed place the world would be if we had that Christmas feeling all year. Christmas helps you to remember to do what other folks hold dear. What a blessed place the world would be if we had that Christmas feeling.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jerry Pippin.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
It was Christmas Day on the farm, and the old farmer was putting up the sign. Puppies for sale. As he drove in the last nail on the sign, he felt someone tugging at his pants leg. He looked down into the eyes of a small boy. Then the little boy said, "Mister, it's Christmas, and I would sure like to have a puppy of my own for Christmas." The farmer replied, "I don't know, son. These puppies come from very good parents, very fine, and they cost a lot of money." The little boy reached into his pocket. "Mister, I have 39 cents. Can I buy one of those puppies?" The old farmer noticed, as so did the little boy, that four of the puppies and the mama dog were coming out of the doghouse and walking right for them at the fence where they were standing. Out of the doghouse and down the ramp came the little balls of fur. Little boy pressed his face against the chain-link fence, and the little boy's eyes danced with delight and a smile a mile wide on his face. But wait, there was another small ball of fur stirring inside the doghouse. This one was smaller, and it was having trouble walking down the ramp. It actually slid. The tiny puppy was doing its best to keep up with its brothers and sisters. But it was tough going for the little dog as it bobbled along, trying to keep up with the other four. "Mister, I want that little one," the boy said to the farmer. And then the farmer knelt down to the little boy's side and said, "Son, you don't want that little puppy. He will never be able to run and play with you like the others. The little boy stepped back and began to roll up his trousers leg. The farmer could see a steel brace on both sides of the legs, the length of his leg, and it was attached to a specially built shoe. The little boy looked up at the farmer and said, "I don't run so well myself. This little puppy could use someone who understands." The little boy took the small dog, who was now in the little boy's arms, and the question was asked, "How much do I owe you, mister?" The old farmer could barely talk as he said, "No charge, son. The world needs someone this Christmas. Someone like you, son, who understands. There's no charge for this type of love. Take the doggie home and come back often and bring the dog with you, too. Let me know how both of you are doing. Yes, this Christmas we could all use someone who understands." Understanding and love. Two gifts that cost nothing, but is worth all the money in the world. This Christmas, we hope you count your blessings. I'm Jerry Pippin. Merry Christmas from everybody at the Jerry Pippin Show.
When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. When my bankroll is getting small, I think of when I had none at all. And I fall asleep counting my blessings. I think about a nursery and I picture curly heads, and one by one I count them as they slumber in their beds. If you're worried and you can't sleep, just count your blessings instead of sheep, and you'll fall asleep counting your blessings. Just count your blessings instead.
Gary Pippin, and we have Gary Puckett on the line from Florida. Gary, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. How are you, Jerry?
Pretty good. Merry Christmas to you. I guess that's the first thing I ought to say. This is a great CD you have out.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you. I'm glad you enjoy the CD.
Yeah, you got some interesting songs there, a lot of Christmas carols that I really had not associated with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Well, you know, those are just songs I remember from being a kid and loving Christmas, you know. So I love Christmas music.
Yeah, well, it's great, and you have a terrific voice.
Well, thank you.
And it really shows in some of those old-time Christmas carols.
Well, those are my favorite.
Christmas makes you feel emotional. It may bring parties or thoughts devotional. Whatever happens or what may be, here is what Christmas time means to me. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Strings of streetlights, even stoplights, blink a bright red and green, as the shoppers rush home with their treasures. Hear the snow crunch, see the kids bunch, this is Santa's big scene. And above all this bustle you hear silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Silver bells, silver bells, it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
If you had to, you know, to choose something out of this CD set that you think we ought to play, what would you choose? I mean, what I mean, that's an almost impossible question. They're all good.
Well, thanks. I'll tell you what. If you were to ask my wife, she'd say, please play O Holy Night.
Uh-huh.
If you were to ask me, I'd say The Christmas Song or White Christmas or Let It Snow or O Holy Night or the medley of God Bless You, Merry Gentlemen, What Child Is This, and Angels We Have Heard on High. I mean, like I said, I had to put all these songs basically on a dartboard and just throw darts at it, you know, to
sure.
just choose songs because the list was about 60 songs.
Hey, I got a dart. Let me throw it. Hey, it landed on Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Here he is, Gary Puckett.
Frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Down there in Florida, where they very seldom, if ever, have a white Christmas. Thanks for joining us here on the Street of Christmas Dreams. I'm Jerry Pippin, and I'd like to say Merry Christmas and holiday greetings to everyone from all of our staff, and that includes Roberta Scott, Greg, and Lisa Massey, and James Wood. From all of us, Merry Christmas. And Puckett said, let it snow, so let's have a white Christmas, okay?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
Good way to close the show.
Just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and kiddies listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write, May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.